This is John Batchelor. Conversation with the Executive Director Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, turning on the revelations in these last days that the Russian space program may have developed an anti-satellite weapon that involves exploding a nuclear weapon in low Earth orbit, in space, and what that would do to the communication satellites such as Starlink and to the spy satellites in low Earth orbit and beyond. There is lots of history here about testing weapons in space. That was part of the conversation in the early 1960s, Kennedy administration, the partial test ban treaty. However, subsequent to that, there's also the Outer Space Treaty meant to keep space not militarized. That apparently is not going to happen or already hasn't happened. With regard to the Russians, there's also a report of the Chinese developing nuclear weapon in space in order to take down or damage the communication satellites in the event of conflict, in the event of war. Here's Henry Sikorsky explaining how he ran a war game about this in 22-23 with a group of experts asking them how they would deal with a weapon deployed in space and what it would mean for the satellites, for human beings in space, for the ISS. Henry Sikorsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, as up to date as the news from Washington that the Russians have worked on, have, intend to have, an anti-satellite weapon that involves a nuclear weapon.
Yes. I mean, I think we know longer tests in the atmosphere. That came to an end with the limited test ban treaty pretty much right after Starfish. And that raises an interesting unknown. When in preparation for this North Korea game, I tried to assemble all of the most knowledgeable people about Van Allen belt contamination and, you know, radiation that was likely if you set off a device. And the knowledge was, let's just say, less than scientific at some level, because there were a lot of unknowns. Why is that? Well, because the devices that we have today that are, you know, are electronic are different than what was available, you know, 60 years ago. And how they're going to work or not work in what kinds of environments is a little less clear. And so, you know, it's quite a brew once you get into this scenario building as to what exactly is going to happen.
More of this later. Thank you.